This is Three Guys Talking Smack. Conversations about lots of things, but mostly music. The intersection of music and culture.
Welcome to Three Guys Talking Smack and Listening to Music. This is the lady in charge.
Hey, whoa. Three guys talking smack. And sometimes we need BP, open this up. Let's kick this thing off. Right.
You don't know who I am, huh?
You're starting over.
You can't treat your sponsor like that.
That's hey, right.
Don't sass me, child.
I'm all taking right. away my check.
BP. Big P, bring this thing on in here.
She take over everything. All right, we've been coming in. This is Big P. Omar's here. Liam.
I'm here.
And Benita.
Hello.
Benita.
Hi, everybody.
All right. Well, I was in kind of a jazz mood, so we kicked it off this week with the Adam Deitch Quartet from the album Egyptian Secrets. Mm-hmm. Deitch is a drummer. Sitting on this spot was Will Blades on organ. You know I love organ music. And John Scofield.
He like organs, period.
Hey, I heard he like organs.
I can start this shit again. I'm going to say an album was dedicated to the great Aegis Muhammad. I just wanted to work that in.
All right.
Right. Well, we're back again. I don't know what number show this is.
So one of the quarantine shows. We're still quarantined.
But did season two ever end?
No. None of this ever ended.
I think we should be in season three by now, but somebody forgot to count.
Gotta shoot it. It just won't end.
Just like 2020.
Yes.
In the background while we talk, now I'm going to just keep this going. And it's the way you make me feel. Remember that little guy that did that song? Little guy? The Jackson guy? What was his name?
Michael.
The way you make me feel. Yeah.
That's what's playing in the background with us here. So what's up today? What are we going to do? Who are we going to
play music and talk smack.
Okay.
That's what we always do.
There we go. Something's never changed.
Yeah.
And prophecy is back.
And that was Omar's. Every time he touches his head, his mic
goes up.
We can't understand anything he's saying, but we're going to figure this out before the first break. Here we go, y'all.
Nice.
Hey, this is Benita. So y'all know I'm the sponsor of this show and owner of the Vine Wine Club. So today, my songs, I chose show tunes. So I didn't pick a corny show. I picked Waiting to Exhale, a hit film probably, I don't know, 20 years ago. Seems like it was a real long time ago. So since we were up in the house still with COVID and with COVID on the rise, I've started back to watching lots of movies. So I just watched Waiting to Exhale again. I kind of felt the urge to throw some clothes in a BMW and set it on fire. So what I chose was, and I don't know what order Big P is going to play this. Y'all know how he is. He kind of do his own thing. So I chose Sitting Up in My Room by Brandy, which is one of my favorite songs from the movie. And then I love the song My Funny Valentine. And so many people have done that song, but this one is by Chaka Khan, her version, and I love it. And then the last song is by a group called For Real, and the song is called Love Will Be Waiting at Home. Speaking of love waiting at home, Babyface. Y'all know Babyface wrote all the songs for this soundtrack. Babyface, I've been home since March, waiting on you because you said you're going to pay all my bills as soon as I get home from work. Been home since March, boo. Gonna need you to come through and pay these bills. Hope y'all enjoyed the show. And I will talk to y'all in 2 weeks. Peace.
Seems like ever since
Benita.
And this is Ellis.
We are the co-hosts of Love Wins with Allison Benita on the Black Talk Radio Network. Tell me what we talk about, Doc.
Love, love, and more love.
Yes, and you can listen to all of this love each Wednesday when we drop a new episode on the Black Talk Radio Network. Also on Facebook at Love Wins with Allison Benita. If you have a burning question or a comment about all this love, hit us up on our email at lovewinswithellisandbenita@gmail.com. Thanks for listening and thanks for sharing. Peace.
Peace and blessings.
Peace, y'all. This is Omar again, OBP, Old Blind and Privileged. Thanks for joining us for another edition of Three Guys Talking Smack and listening to music. Thanks always to our gracious sponsor, Miss Benita, thevinewineclub.com. Thanks to Liam and Big P for keeping this operation going with all the good stuff that they do. Got three old oldies for you today. First one is Stagger Lee from 1963, Lloyd Price. Song about two guys getting into an argument and it ends in gun violence. So, you know, that kind of stuff was around in music long before gangster rap. Just goes to show you, like the French say, plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. More things change, the more they stay the same. Next song, used to be my theme song, Otis Redding, Mr. Pitiful. Mm. 1965. Going to close with a song from the genius Stevie Wonder, his observation on election season. The song is called Big Brother. Y'all take care, stay safe, stay positive. And each day, find one good thing to smile about, be thankful for. Look for the best in others and give them the best that's in you. Peace.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling down. Yeah.
say that you're watching me on the telly. Seeing me go nowhere. Your name is Big Brother. You say that you're tired of me protesting. Children dying every day. My name is Nobody, but I can't wait to see your face inside my door. Oh. Your name is Big Brother. You say that you got me all in a notebook, writing it down every day. Your name is I'll see. Your name is I'll see you. I'll change if you vote me in as a prince. President of your soul. I live in the ghetto. You just come to visit me round election time. Hi. My name is Secluded. We live in a house the size of a matchbox. Roaches live with us wall to wall. You've killed all our leaders. I don't even have to do nothing to you. You cause your own country to fall.
Somebody bring us back. Omar.
Oh, are we there? That was Stevie Wonder. That was Stevie Wonder, y'all. 1974 from that Talking Book LP. I think he played most or all of the instruments on that album.
Buzzy Thinton was on there playing guitar.
There with the group here, Big P, executive producer in charge. Say that again.
Yeah, and
again, Liam?
I want to apologize because the listeners are not going to know what the hell you just said, because you're in that part of the penthouse where your voice comes back and forth.
That was Talking Book LP, and the song was Big Brother. And Omar was saying that Stevie played most of the instruments on that album, and I was saying that he also had guitarist named Buzzy Thinton that played with him, who was a guitarist for a group called Full Moon.
Speaking of full moons.
Hey, stand up.
Wait for it.
Okay. Is this better?
What?
That wasn't a full moon. That was a total eclipse.
All right, let's go to comments.
Hey, it's my turn.
It's always your turn.
Yes, that's right. I run this. So we got a few comments today. So the first one is from our dear friend Diane. And she says, why, my sweet Omar, why? I don't don't know what you said last week, Omar, but you got the attention that you deserve this week.
Well, we know what he said, but okay.
I forgot.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't
remember. Yeah, let's keep it that way.
Look, the fly on the head of
Okay, we don't remember.
Okay, so Brent says.
Brent remembers.
Brent says Omar's pattern of disrespecting black is curious after his reading of scripture from Noble Drew Ali, the father of black nationalism. From the anthem to Black Lives Matter to now the first woman of African and Indian descent. And for continuing the right-wing racist pronunciation of her name. Since you like to educate us, let me educate you that her name is Kamala. Why is he on Black Network with his disdain? I don't have to support or agree with Senator Harris, but I have to respect her as I respect my mother, wife, and all Black queens. Thanks, Big P, for calling it out, but in my humble opinion, not strong enough.
Well,
Any comments, Omar?
Yeah, I have a comment. One quick comment from me. Kamala is not black. That's it.
Any comments from Omar? I ain't even asking.
That's not a negative.
Any comments from Omar?
She has a nationality. I just wanted him to know.
Yeah, but I mean, if her father is Jamaican and her mother is Indian,
but
that's why
not black. Black is nothing. I'm just saying, black is nothing. There is no such thing as black.
But I mean, in the studio, because I probably would kick you in the reggae.
I'm just saying, the brother quoted from Noble Drew Ali.
Any comments, Omar? I ain't trying to hear him. Big P, mute his mic.
I'm just telling you. When he said something about Noble Drew Ali, I just wanted to say.
And what color my pants did I got?
It has nothing to do with
Kamala. You ain't wearing no pants. Like
I've been calling these pants black all day.
I'm talking over him for a reason, because that's some bullshit. Omar, do you have anything to say to this comment?
I agree with Liam.
How about you, Big P, since he did call you out?
I shared this with Omar that probably I should not have said inappropriate in my response. Because in my mind, I was just thinking it's kind of fucked up. But I should not have judged it. I just have an opinion. So I can't label it as inappropriate. And everybody has to interpret it in the way they would.
Yeah. I was not making reference to anything about the comment.
You ain't gonna talk us to death today like you did last week. And I'm gonna keep right on reading. The next comment is from Harris. I agree with Brent. In this era when black don't matter to a lot of cops and a lot of whites, it's unfortunately unexpected. It's troubling when some of us assimilate into the majority culture that they lose sight of their own culture. I don't know, Omar, and withhold judgment, but if it walks and talks like a duck, it is usually a duck. This isn't about politics, but going back to this brother has a history of dragging prominent black folks down and siding with the oppressor when it comes to whether Black Lives Matter. Not talking about the organization, I'm talking about the concept. Why quote Brother Drew and disavow what he stood for? I am very familiar with the Moorish Science Temple. While I am a practicing Christian, I respect all faith traditions. I agree with Sister Benita and also listen to Love Wins and her assignment of satanic influences in this administration. I have already voted to remove this charlatan. Wake up, Omar, or get the hell out of the way.
Ooh.
Comments, Omar.
I'm going to get the hell out of the way and let you guys continue with this. I don't want to go down this road.
Hey, please.
Well, may I say one thing though?
Sure.
We started this show it became kind of a silly, sarcastic, snarky show about music. So I would say that the things that we say here, the things that I say, you can't presume to know who I am or really what I think. Listening to me for 30 seconds or a minute on a musical podcast. That's all I'm going to say about it.
Okay, so this is what I want to say. Since we do have inside conversations that are outside of what our listeners hear. One of the comments you said, I don't have kids, I don't have all of that, blah, blah, blah. I have 3 kids, and every time they walk out this door, I have to worry about what's going to happen to them or what they're going to face. So I take your stuff as pretty insensitive to what I deal with. So I do take it personally. So I'm going to read this next comment. If Black lives, especially our Black queens, are not respected by our own, how can you expect others to respect us? It is shameful that Omar continues to sully the waters. Why do this on this Black platform? Take your self-hating comments to Fox Nation or Limbaugh. Maybe Diamond and Silk need a third wheel for their coon training. All skin folks are not kin folk. Times are too serious for detractors. I guess you don't want to comment on that either. Anybody else?
I just want to say
that. Yeah.
They seem to hear a lot of things that I never even said. They hear something I say and I tell a whole lot of other things that I didn't say to it. But like I said, I'm not going there.
Yeah.
I don't think it's so much.
Brent brought up profit over drama, which is something that I hold dear. And his whole movement, like he said, was the father of nationalism. Noble Drawley was trying to teach people that there is no Negro, Black, and colored race. And he was trying to give people that nationality because that is one of the ways that you can't achieve some of the things we're trying to achieve by being a part of the world society as national people. And a lot of people, Black people, don't want to hear that, and that's fine. But that's just it. And like now, I mean, I might get comments for saying Kamala's not Black, but that's not a slam at all because according to Noble Drawley, Black is the name of Black according to science means death. I'm just saying nationality, everybody has nationality except the Black man in America. So that's my point. So as far as all that other stuff, political stuff and all that, I'm not that wrapped up in it. I don't like what's going on. And I think there should be change. But the change needs to come from, like, everybody's up in arms about the election right now, but who's going to be the president and all this. This needs to start, like, people are beginning to realize it needs to start in local and federal elections before you even get to the president. Because those are the guys that sit around, write and make laws all day long. Those are the ones who are determining our futures. And if we don't take a part in that part of the election process also, yeah, we never will get anywhere. Because it's a whole lot going on. It's like a magic trick, sleight of hand. Everybody's looking at the president and nobody's thinking about the congressmen, your mayors, your sheriffs, and all those people who really have an influence on your life. That's where the police department comes in. The police chief, all those people need to be held accountable. And if you're just looking at the president, you know, you're going to miss a lot because no matter who's in that office, if you don't have the people under him on your side, you're still not going to get anywhere. And that's what we need to concentrate on.
Well, but I think it's important that, I mean, this show maybe will be the last show that airs before Election Day. And I think it is important that we vote down ticket. We don't just vote the first item on the ticket, which will be the president of the United States. So that is important. And we vote for absolutely true. We can't vote just every 4 years.
Absolutely.
Let me just jump in one last thing. Mm-hmm. What Omar said, nobody can know who we are, any of us are. I think you're correct. But I think we have to recognize that we are on a Black talk radio network.
Absolutely.
And we are not actually a Black talk radio show that we do this, but we are of African descent or Black or whatever you want to say where we are today. And I think our listeners have an opinion. Mm-hmm. And we've always encouraged them to do that. And we've only banned a couple of people and they're not really banned.
That was another joke.
But I want to say we can't have thin skin when they go after us.
Yeah.
You know, so what we said, we stand behind and we don't censor anybody. But that's kind of
what I would like to say to Miss Benita,
we can't hear you.
We don't know what you're saying. Just text me.
I apologize.
Text me, I'll read it.
Okay.
Text, I'll read it. Okay,
so the last comment. Phone.
Yeah, we need a phone. So the last comment is from Diane again. Where is Big P?
Come right
here.
You're
the only person looking for him, Diane. I'm honest. I'm telling you. I need my Sunday morning inspiration. Here in SWV, weak in my knees, LOL. Don't make me backslide on this rainy morning. Big P, I think you need to explain what's wrong with our stream.
Well, Brother Liam and I have been working with our friends at Live 365 for the past month. They're going through an upgrade, and somehow we got downgraded. So
everybody else got upgraded.
I am hopeful by the time this airs, we'll be back up. But if we're not, just hang in there.
We go from Donald Lawrence to Juvenile. Yeah,
it's just a playlist that's unstructured and uncontrollable. So you may hear anything back to back. Someone else was concerned the other morning when they thought they were getting more inspiration, and it was one of Liam's songs, I Be Smoking, Clarence Carter, Clarence Carter. Which is what you want on the inspirational show in the morning. So we apologize, but we'll be back.
But it is inspirational to some.
Hey. to the east and to the west, to the money, I love it.
Liam, can you check us out? Your set is up next. Where are we going?
Big P mentioned earlier that he was in a real jazzy mood today, which he started off with a great song. And I'm kind of like, that was a great segue, by the way. I'm into like a kind of a, I don't know, sexy kind of thing right now. So
Check that.
Starting off with Tossing and Turning by Tony.
Yeah.
And then going with my main man, Keith Sweat with Nobody.
No.
I want to make you glad by the main ingredient. So, kind of slow. So, if you got a friend you want to dance with right now, turn the blue light on. Three songs coming up, get something started. So, have fun.
The whole set is about 3 minutes, and that's all you need. We'll be right back. We'll be back once more after Lamb, and then I'm coming up with my special set.
Oh,
hang in there.
Why you always last?
Sugar, sugar. asking for too much, baby. But your love, it tastes so real. Make a blind man see, make a rich man steal. You see, you're my flower, baby. Blow wild. And I'd like to share this moment with you. Take some shine, get my head together, but it's all right if me and you come on, toss and turn, tossing and turning.
Nobody. Who can do you're such a young thing. And you're such a sweet thing. And when you walk into the room, it's like a touch of tomorrow's spring. But your eyes look down and your smile is sad. I wanna make you glad, girl. And it was a deep hurt.
Deep hurt.
It was a bad hurt.
Bad hurt.
And it left me just a little too unguarded and a trifle too unnerved. Your eyes look down, and your smile is sad. I wanna make you glad, girl.
I wanna make you glad.
I wanna make you glad. You're gonna be glad to meet the world. Each and every morning, I'm gonna make you glad, glad to say hello. You're gonna be glad to come and to go. You're gonna be glad, oh, so glad to hurry home in the cool of the evening. You're gonna be glad when I
TeesByTanya.com is the newest online venue for t-shirts and hoodies with a message. Melanin-inspired and thought-provoking, get noticed wearing positive messaging for the culture. From toddler sizes to 5X, we've got something that we know you'll love. Visit TeesByTanya.com and say it with your chest. That's spelled TeesByTanya.com for the culture.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The last song, continuing my jazz vein, was Do Better. Another cut from Adam Deitch and that Egyptian Secrets release from 1999. Something we all should do, do better. We're working on it. Next up, Little Sherry, from tenor saxophonist Stanley Turrentine. From the Lookout album in 1960 on Blue Note. This is one of those albums before he really got into his bluesy jazz that we like, and more of a bop album. He had Horace Parlin on piano, George Tucker on bass, and Al Harwood on drums. Little Sherry. Thank you. We're back, y'all. We're back.
Back again.
You can see I was in a jazzy mood, and in the background right now, you're going to hear a little bit of Bruce. Oh, Blues. I just didn't know.
Bruce?
Bruce. Bruce. Not Bruce. I don't know who Bruce is. Blues Strut by the Dave Stryker Quartet. And German is WDR Big Band. So we're going to let that kind of ride in the background and take us out. It's been another wild ride. I don't know how long this show has been. Probably longer than people wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Not as long as the last one. That last one was like 2 hours. That
2 hours. Ain't nobody should be look like Seal.
Because
like
Liam,
Seal, thanks. I think.
Liam talks 20, you know.
I know. He tried that today. Minutes. I told you to turn his mic off.
He was all over him.
He's very loquacious at night.
Ooh. Mm, loquacious.
Ooh, Collins word. Loquacious.
That's the word for the day.
Right. Can you spell it?
I went to Virginia State University.
That's why I asked you.
I don't know.
I've got spell check. Hello, all of my fellow Hello. Trojans out there.
Yay, BSU.
No.
My baby went to VSU. That's where my money went.
Okay.
Noonan. Okay. Yay. Because
you went to that other university.
The University of Virginia.
All right. It's time for that to get out of here. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
I need to give a shout out to Tracy and Lori, who also went to UVA. Then I can say goodbye, guys.
I'm going to cut that out.
But I'm getting a shout out to Timmy Kimball, Rachel Kimball, and Matthew Kimball, and Glenn Kimball, who also went to UVA.
Yay!
And Kevin Best, and Danny Best, and
I
Tony
know
Wong.
Kevin Best!
You know Kevin Best?
Can we?
Yes!
Wahoo, wahoo,
wahoo, wahoo. Okay, we can go now. My chicken wings are home.
Said chicken wings or wings?
The chicken wang.
Okay.
Wang. Wang.
We'll be back in 2 weeks, y'all. Thank you.
check out Three Guys Talking Smack, a trio production available on Black Talk Radio, TuneIn.com, and wherever podcasts are found.